Burmese opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi has warned the United States and the European Union not to be over-optimistic about Burma and said her Asian nation is not yet a democracy. The Nobel Peace Prize laureate made the comments in Hungary's capital, Budapest, where she met government leaders as part of a tour through several former communist countries in Central and Eastern Europe. From Budapest, Stefan Boss has this report.
Burma's prominent legislator Aung San Suu Kyi told Vatican Radio and other reporters in Budapest that she remains concerned about the future of her nation following years of military dictatorship. Suu Kyi warned nations who removed sanctions against Burma that the struggle for democracy is far from over.
I think it is right to remove sanctions, but now it is more important than ever for those countries which have lifted sanctions, that is to say the United States and the EU and other countries, to look at the situation in Burma very objectively and not to be over-optimistic, to recognize the fact that Burma is not yet a democracy. And as I said earlier, until this constitution is changed, we will not be a democracy.
Suu Kyi explained that a report due by the end of the year on possible changes to the constitution would, in her words, show how genuine the present government is about democratization. She added that the next few months will be crucial for her country's future. Suu Kyi made clear that constitutional amendments and the rule of law are also important to end ethnic conflicts, including, for instance, ongoing attacks by government forces against the predominantly Christian Kachin community.
Without rule of law, we cannot achieve peace within the country. We cannot encourage our different ethnic nationalities and different communities to sit down and talk to one another if they do not feel secure.
Suu Kyi, who spent 15 years under house arrest under military rule in Burma, said she had no regrets, but that she learned how to live alone before she was freed after controversial elections in 2010. The 68-year-old democracy icon is now an opposition lawmaker as part of sweeping reforms under a new quasi-civilian regime that took office in 2011. She arrived in Hungary from Poland and travels Saturday to the Czech Republic as part of a tour through the former communist countries of Central and Eastern Europe. Suu Kyi was also asked to imagine her visiting the violent city of Damascus and what she would say there to Syria's president and to those fighting against his rule.
I don't know President Assad personally, so I would hesitate to say how I would approach him. But speaking from my own convictions, I do not think that violence really helps us to achieve the kind of nation that I would like my people to live in. And if he wants his people to live in peace and harmony, then I hope that he will do everything possible to avoid violence.
She spoke to journalists sitting next to Reformed Bishop and now Europarlamentarian Laszlo Tökes from Romania, who played a key role in the 1989 revolution against Romanian dictator Nicolae Ceausescu. He and other government officials praised her for her non-violent actions, comparing her to Soviet-era dissidents and America's Martin Luther King or India's Mahatma Gandhi. She herself is busy preparing for presidential elections in 2015. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos in Budapest.